Welcome into the Left Hand Backhand Podcast. This is a solo episode. Get into a little bit of disc golf content. Sorry for the hiatus. Jeff and I are figuring out schedules with jobs and kids and, well, my kids. So yeah, this is just going to be a little disc golf centric podcast. I've played a couple tournaments over the last couple weeks, so I was going to recap those. Talk a little bit about the disc golf pro tour, what's been going down there, and just kind of preview what's up and coming in the disc golf scene right now. So we'll first start with my tournaments. I played a 2-round 1-day tournament down in Colorado Springs at the Aviary. It's called Aviary Fools or something like that. Yeah. Aviary Fools. I played MA1, still playing MA1, wanting to get my rating up to 975 this year. That's my goal. Like, I'll probably play a couple MPO tournaments and not accept cash. But the goal is to play MA1 and get my rating up until I feel confident enough to actually compete. Cause it's not that I can't play MPO. It's that I want to compete in MPO. That's the whole reason I play tournaments, cause I like the competition. The Aviary, I enjoy the course. It's pretty wooded for Colorado courses, that is. There's a whole backside that's shorter and technical, and there's a number of holes that are like 250 or less, and so you're throwing putters and chip zones and things like that. And historically, I played well at this course, but I can't putt right now. That was the story of my round. I went -2 round one, and there was a good amount of wind. And that -2 was 944 rated. So I had 4 birdies with 2 bogeys. I don't even remember the 2 bogeys now, but one of them was just a short, easy missed putt. Don't even know why I missed it. Just lack of focus, I guess. And then the other one, let's see. Oh, the other one, I hit a tree, dropped early. It played it up as a par 4 for the amateur division. But since we played on Saturday with the pro division, since my division's the only one that's amateurs, they just played everything as par 4s. So if I would have played on Sunday with MA2, I would have had 3 extra birdies both rounds, because I parred. I got 3s on the 3 par 4s for the amateurs, but they're par 3s for the pros. So I 3'd those. So it would have looked better and made me probably feel better shooting -3 or -5 instead of -2. But that's the name of the game. I had 5 missed circle 1 putts in round one. Bunch of them pretty easy, like just kind of just boneheaded mistakes. Don't even know if I was missing left or right. Just kind of, I don't know, wasn't confident in my putting stroke. And then, you know, moving forward, I'm like, okay, well, now I need to fix this. And so then I just didn't have confidence. And so I was like, okay, well, now let's just not even think about what my putt's doing. And let's just try to play and just put it in the basket. And that helped a little bit, but just still was not the best round for me. The bummer was that practicing for that round, like in the morning before the first round started, I was draining putts from like 40, 50 feet, like nothing. And then I guess I just lost confidence. So round one, shot -2. That put me in solo 6th place. So I was on chase card. And then round two, I ended up shooting -4 that round with 5 birdies and 1 bogey. And the 1 bogey was also just a missed tap-in. Like, maybe not tap-in. It's probably like 12 feet. But I just pulled it left and somehow I hit all the chains and missed it left. So that was really annoying. And that round was actually 967 rated. And I believe that was adjusted after the fact, post wind, because we had a lot of wind during that round. So there were a number of holes that I was like, yeah, I should get, but I just didn't. But yeah, I don't know. It was a fun tournament. It was a good kind of starter tournament. I was disappointed in my play, but I finished in totality tied for third at minus six. So like, you know, there's always things to improve and to work on. It was just the way that I got there, I wasn't happy about, but it was my first solo tournament of the year, so that's okay. And then I played a little flex, Fly Green Flex series on Monday at Rhyolite, which is a course in Castle Rock. And I also struggled putting. Let's see, I had four missed circle one putts. One, two, three. Yep, four missed circle one putts, all of which were slightly obstructed. So, like, I had a branch or a bush kind of in my way, or one of them I was standing in a bush. And two of them I was actually in the circle, but I had to putt over a bush, like completely. Like, they have these big old shrubs. And right now there's no like leaves or anything on them. So they just look like giant, I don't know, like a giant pile of sticks, if that makes any sense at all. So not my best putting performances there. I did not, or let's see, on hole one, I made a nice 45 footer for birdie from circle two. Otherwise, I didn't make any other circle two putts. I had one, two, three, four other bids from circle two that I didn't make. Hole three, I actually threw out of bounds. So that was my only bogey of the round. There's an island, and normally I throw my inner core and I just throw it straight at it, and it's perfect every time. But I gave away my inner core at the Aviary Fools tournament down in the Springs, and was talking to this guy, and he's big Trash Panda fan, and he's like, yeah, I love the original, like the blue inner cores that they came out with, like those first runs, those are my favorite. They just fly straight, like they just hold the angle, whatever, blah blah blah. So he's just saying that that's what he likes, and I had an inner core that I'd been throwing the entire round in the Springs, and I just handed it to him. I was like, hey, here you go. Like, I'll go talk to Jesse, and I'm going to the warehouse this week, so I should be able to pick up some more inner cores. But I mean, that's what I like doing. It's part of the game, is being able to just share it with people. That's what Trash Panda is all about, is growing the sport sustainably, but there's still the growing the sport side of it. So if I can be a positive representative of Trash Panda, that's my whole goal, you know. So yeah, I gave away that inner core, and found myself wanting to use it, and I don't know why I didn't bring my original one of seven inner cores. Just got to bag it. So I threw a Lux Link, and I ended up skipping. Like, I was going pretty close to the basket and probably crossed right in front of the chains or right behind the chains. So I gave it an honest ace run, and then it just skipped right and out of bounds. So that was kind of lame, but that is what it is. Ended up putting together a pretty decent back nine. Hole 10 was one of the ones where I missed a putt over the bush and then birdied 11, 12. Hole 13, I was butt backed up into a bush with a stick up my butt from like 20 feet downhill. Splashed a lot of chains on the right side, missed it, whatever. Excuse me. And then I birdied 14, 15, 16. So I got those three back to back to back, which is solid. 14 and 16 were drop-ins. That was nice. And then 15, I made a nice like 33 footer. So just like at the edge of circle. And then hole 17, putt over the bush, missed it. So 10, 13, and 17 all were circle one looks that were obstructed. But other than that, I played really well in the back. Felt like I threw the disc a lot better. And then on hole 18, I threw a pretty solid drive. It's U-Disc says it's 400 feet, but it is uphill the entire way, so it plays a lot longer than that. I threw a really solid tee shot, put myself in a position to be able to get up and down. Had to kind of throw a Anheuser forehand to get to the basket, and I was like 2 inches away from hitting all the chains on the right side, which, based on the angle that I was coming in, there's a good chance that it would have caught. But it was the right height, right angle, everything like that. Just didn't hit the chains and stay in. And if I would have made that, I would have tied for first place. Instead, I tied for second, or I got solo second. I can't remember, but yeah. So those are the last two tournaments that I played, which is, I'm excited to be actually playing tournaments this year and to feel like I'm competing. Last year, with all the stuff going on in my personal life, it was I don't know, I had a hard time focusing and actually playing good disc golf. Like, I was just kind of just playing to try to not think about life, if that makes sense. So, coming up in my personal disc golf schedule, I've got one more Flex series in May, and then a doubles tournament with Jared in mid to late May. June, I've got another Flex series, and then the High Plains Challenge. I got the Freedom Flaps in Elizabeth on 4th of July weekend, so that should be awesome. And then the actual like bigger tournaments start rolling in July and August. Oh, and September. So I've got the Rocky Mountain Amateur Championships, the Colorado State Disc Golf Championships. I'm planning on playing, if I can, both the pro and the amateur divisions. And then just because they're different weekends this year, which normally they're not, but excited to try to get into that. That'll be good. And then I'm going to hopefully qualify for the Fly Green Flex Series Championships, which is in Woodland Park, and that's in September. So got a number of tournaments on my schedule that I'm pretty excited about, and yeah, we'll see how I do. I don't know. I'll report back as I kind of know more, but yeah, bags feeling pretty solid. Links, zones, dune. I'm excited about a new fairway that'll be coming in my bag here soon, the Ozone from Trash Panda, and that'll replace my Centurions that I've had. And I'm trying to figure out if I want to keep a more overstable 7 speed in the bag, or if I just want to just bump up to the 9 speeds and throw my Dynasties, because I've got a Halo Dynasty. It's very stable, and I feel like that could just fill that 7 speed overstable slot. And then still rolling with my Scepters and my Emperors. And then my bomber backhand disc right now is the Honey, and I've been throwing that really well. So I'm going to keep rolling on it. Want to beat it in more to be less stable, but also if I lose it, I need to figure out something that I could replace it with, kind of off the shelf. But I'm excited about beating in my iBlend Emperor, and I'm going to try to get another one of those here soon. That way I can kind of be cycling it and have my iBlend, my Swirly S Blend, and my Halos. And that's kind of how I've been rolling with my infinite molds, just with the three different plastics. So it's been a good time, but yeah, that's my personal disc golf scene. The Pro Tour scene, we've had a number of events go down since I think I've last talked about it. I can't even remember now. We had the Waco. Actually, I can't remember the last time I talked about disc golf by myself. I'll have to go back and look. But we had the chess.com Invitational in late February. And then Waco, beginning of March, the Open in Austin, middle of March, and then the Texas State Disc Golf Championships, late March. And then coming up this weekend, we have Jonesboro, which that's a 3-day tournament. I'm a little disappointed that's a 3-day tournament. Granted, it's at the disc side of heaven is the course, and it can get repetitive. So I understand not having 4 days there, but still. And then coming up after that, we've got the Music City Open, which is in Nashville, Tennessee. And then we have our first major of the year, which is the Champions Cup. And that was moved from Jackson. What was that? What was the old course? I can't. This is bad podcasting. Can't remember the JC Jackson. I can't remember. But that it's no longer there because of a big old bug infestation thing that Michael and I talked about earlier this off season. And instead, they're moving it this year to Northwood Black. And I believe it's going to be four rounds at just that course, just Northwood Blacks. Or maybe it's just black. Can't remember. I think I heard Brody or somebody say something on that. But yeah, so I'm really excited about, yep, just Northwood Black. I'm excited about Champions Cup. It's one of my favorite courses to watch. And I feel like it's a good first major of the year. And also a decent time to have the first major of the year, late April. Whereas we already had the USW DGC in Austin the week after the Open at Austin and before Texas States. And Missy Gannon ended up taking that one down at a course that looked not challenging at times and then also insanely challenging at other times. Like if you were off the fairway, you were screwed. Like pars were almost impossible to save if you got any sort of kick off the fairway into the Texas shrubs. Like it was just kind of out of control there. But it was just such an early major to have. Yeah, March 21st to 24th, a very early major to have in the year. Whereas we got Champions Cup late April, the European Open, mid-July, Worlds late August, and then USDGC, early October. Which that actually does feel a little bit late to have it early October instead of like, actually, it's like October 10th. I feel like it should be pushed up to like late September at the latest, honestly. But lots of good disc golf coming up on the schedule. We got after Jonesboro, we got Music City, and then we have Champions Cup, and then we have DDO. And then there's the Copenhagen Open, which is, I love that they're including that on the Disc Golf Pro Tour schedule because it is a Elite Series Plus. Is that what they're calling them? Can't remember. And then the OTB Open. And then we're at that point into June, into the summer. So should be good. But yeah, that's a quick little update disc golf wise for my disc golf listeners. I appreciate y'all. Please hit me up, comment. Send me a message on Instagram or whatever. Love to have more guests on the pod, have some more thoughts come through. And also to talk through people's bags. Like, that's just kind of, I love talking about discs. I played around yesterday with Aaron. Shout out to Aaron. We played at Matney. Oh, also, shout out to Aaron for getting a friggin' ace on hole 10 at the Rhyolite Flex Series. Like, that's amazing. And he didn't pay into the ace pool, and so that's the last time he's ever gonna not pay into the ace pool. But yeah, so we played yesterday, and we were pretty much just talking about discs the entire time. And he throws a lot of Castoplast, so it was kind of fun to talk about Castoplast. And he has a few Innova molds, and so I was talking about Infinite. And so it's what I enjoy doing, passes the time, and I'm kind of obsessed with it. So, anyways, like, share with your grandma. Do something nice for somebody else, and we'll see you in the next one. Lefty's out.